Welcome to the jungle. A very good Monday to you. My name is Jim Rome. And this program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Hope you had a great weekend. I got to get this thing going right away. I've got an interview coming up next segment and a little bit earlier than normal. So let's not wait on this. Get in. Telephone number is toll free. 1-800-636-8686. What do you want to hit? NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, NFL draft, Major League Baseball, anything else. You know where to find me. Toll free, nationwide in the U.S. and in Canada. Also, follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Coming up in about 15 minutes, if not sooner than that, Dwayne Haskins, NFL draft prospect and a quarterback from Ohio State. That's coming up at 9:15 Pacific, 12:15 Eastern. Top of hour number two, Pierre Maguire, back in the jungle. NHL on NBC, broadcaster. NHL postseason living up to all the hype. In the third hour, an NBC Sports NBA insider, Tom Haverschrell. So three really good interviews for you. Let me start with Western Conference playoff action. Last night, the Warriors rolled into Staples, and they took a cue ball in a sock to the Clippers, and they put that series in a rear naked hold. I'm not worried about that game two meltdown where they had a 31-point lead and it got away from them. I was not worried about that then, and I'm sure as hell not worried now that they've got three chances to close out an 8 seed. No disrespect to the Clippers. I mean, they're not your typical just happy to be here 8. They're gritty as hell, and they have punched out of their weight class all season long. But their road ends right here, and whatever's left in that series is nothing more than a mere formality. And not that anybody was sweating it, but through the first 3 games of that series, Klay Thompson had not exactly been Klay Thompson. Not terrible. In fact, far from it. 12 points in game one, 17 in game two, 12 in game three. Again, not horrible, but not what he was used to. So, what do you do if you're Klay Thompson and you're not having the production that you normally have? Maybe get up a few more shots. Maybe watch a little more film. Maybe spend a little more time warming up. Nope. You go play beach volleyball, and then you jump into the ocean.
Whenever you feel like you have a bad game, I know you kind of try to, you know, do something to get yourself going. Did you do anything the past couple days to get yourself going tonight?
Oh, man. I did a couple things. I didn't think I had bad games, but I didn't have any big games. I told Jonas yesterday, we went to the beach, played some volleyball. I'm like, yo, I'm just going to go jump in the ocean. I just know that will reset my mind, and it worked. So I don't know if I'm going to jump up north because it's freezing, but something I'll definitely contemplate if I don't shoot the ball that well the rest of the year. But hopefully that doesn't happen.
This dude, he is awesome. Nothing like a saltwater bath in the Pacific to get you going. And it worked. I mean, you got to love a guy who allegedly couldn't hit the ocean. The first 3 games, just straight jumping into it and coming back out of it as himself all over again. You gotta love that, unless you're the Clippers, because that dude just used your backyard pool to get right. And then right about now, Laker fan is twisting that message and interpreting it as a sign that Klay is in fact coming home, that Klay is going to come to L.A. next year. You know, because L.A. has beaches that you can swim in April, and Frisco doesn't. And if Klay is finding his center, resetting his mind and his body and his soul, and he's able to do so just off the Santa Monica Pier, it must mean that he's coming to the Lakers next season. Right, Laker fan? I mean, believe this. Nobody connects the imaginary dots like Laker fan. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. Because he's coming home. Right, Laker fan? Yeah, just like Paul George was a lock to come home and ball out for the Lakers. Hey, listen, I'm not here to wreck your buzz, Laker fan. You tell yourself anything long enough and it becomes true. Take Orenthal. He literally convinced himself that he never killed anybody.
Hypothetical.
But to me, the best part of the whole story is when Klay comes back to the team hotel after going for a dunk, and then Steph Curry takes one look at him and just knew that Klay was going to go off.
The Pacific Ocean is undefeated. Yeah, I think he got his feet wet yesterday. Walked in the hotel with a wet T-shirt. with the shades on and typical Clay type of vibe. I just had a smile on my face when I saw him because I knew what that meant. It's nice for him to, you know, show out like he did. And we needed every bit of it for sure.
So good. Steph said the Pacific Ocean is undefeated. So add that to the list. Sex, father time, and the Pacific Ocean. The three undisputed, untied, undefeated heavyweight champions of the history of the world. And if you don't believe Steph, take the word from entirely greater authority. Bodie from Point Break. Nobody can speak to the power of the Pacific more than Bodie.
Everything moves in cycles. So twice a century, the ocean lets us know just how small we really are. A winter storm comes out of Antarctica tearing up the Pacific, and it sends a huge swell north 2,000 miles. And when it hits Bell's Beach, it'll turn into the biggest surf this planet has ever seen, and I will be there. If you want the ultimate, you gotta be willing to pay the ultimate price. It's not tragic to die doing what you love.
Hell no. Hope you're watching on CBS Sports Network and you saw that perfect graphic we put up. Yeah, Bodie didn't make it. You know why? Because the Pacific Ocean is undefeated. Bodie got his ass kicked by the Pacific Ocean. Clay knew better than to try to give the Pacific Ocean the hands. No, he respectfully harnessed its power. And then he unleashed its rage on the Clippers. And now the Dubs head back to Oracle for a closeout game. Well, one more thing about the Warriors, in case you need a reminder. Yes, Clay was on fire, but he wasn't even their leading scorer. He had 32, Kevin Durant had 33. That's what you're talking about when you're talking about the Warriors. A guy can break out for 32 and be the focus of the game, but there's another Hall of Famer and legend who had even more points. So if you're going to beat them, you have to play your best game and hope that a number of them play their worst games. And if Klay Thompson is anywhere near an ocean, a lake, a pond, even a large puddle, any body of water, look the hell out, because you're not going to beat these guys. You're not going to beat these guys. All right, other things today, in addition to that, I want to talk about the Trailblazers. Not getting enough run, not getting enough respect. Yankees, most busted up team I have ever seen in my life. Raiders, sent all of their scouts home prior to their biggest draft ever. And a whole lot more. Telephone number is toll free, 1-800-636-8686. When we come back, we effort Dwayne Haskins, NFL draft prospect. The draft is this week. We'll talk to you for a minute about my man, Johnny O. Johnny O invented and patented the tweener button. The tweener button is a hidden button between the second and third button, and it's featured on all Johnny O shirts. The tweener button is the first patented button to make sure that you're not too buttoned up, but you're not too unbuttoned. This hidden button solves the age-old second button dilemma. Should you button one button or two? Every Johnny O shirt comes with their patented tweener button, so you're always looking just right. It is a total game changer. You can use a promo code ROME and get 20% off right now your first order at johnny-o.com at checkout. You can do that through May 30th. 20% off the regular price button-ups, which come in a range of fabrics, patterns, and styles. Plus, shipping is free for orders of over $85. Again, johnny-o.com, promo code ROME, and get 20% off your first order, free shipping on orders over $85. Go to johnny-o.com for your tweener shirt at 20% off and check out the wide selection of shirts and other products ranging from polos to shorts to pants, swim, and more. johnny-o.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
We are out to Dwayne Haskins. Hopefully we get that in a couple of minutes. Remember, Monday is always an ATP day. You get to ask me a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit your question. Be listening later on in the program when I might answer yours. And think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. It goes without saying that if I mention something like the Pacific Ocean, it's going to motivate a few of you knuckleheads to send me emails and tweets about somebody who found their untimely demise in the ocean. I'm not going to mention any names. I think you know who I'm talking about. Stop doing it. Stop doing it. I love Clay. Clay is a different dude, but in the best way imaginable. And the fact that this guy, and again, He did not have three bad games. He didn't have one bad game. He just wasn't having Clay-type games. So like anybody else in his position, and I think we all do this if we're self-aware and we want to be kind of mindful, you want to reset yourself, right? But how do you do that? He just dropped in the ocean, dove into the Pacific Ocean, came out, and was shooting lights out. Dear Jim, Clay has got the right idea. It's worked for me every time. Regards, Iceman. Signed, Scott Morocco. War playing with the boys.
Man. Ice. Man. That's right. Ice. Man. I am dangerous.
So go and see it up 3-1. Blazers. I'll get into that in a minute. But as promised, we're joined right now by a quarterback from Ohio State. An All-American. Third in the Heisman voting. He led Ohio State to a Big Ten title. He led the nation with more than 4,800 passing yards and 50 touchdowns. He appears courtesy of Old Spice's all-new Fresher Collection, featuring 5 new body washes with real benefits, forged by real ingredients. My guest is Dwayne Haskins. Dwayne, great to have you on. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, I've been talking to as many draft prospects as I can before the draft, and I kind of start them off the same way. You're a few days out from the draft. What has the entire process been like for you, and how eager are you to find out where you're going to live and where you're going to work?
Very eager to find out where I'm going to be and where I'm going to be able to play football at. And, you know, it's been a long process, but at the end of the day, it's a blessing. And I'm just looking forward to getting this over with.
I see it working. All right, so if we go back a little bit, there's this famous video of you from 11 years ago, and you're walking around Ohio State saying, I'm going to go to college here. Now, a lot of young kids say things like that, but they don't have the chance to follow through. What do you think now when you see that video and the fact that you actually made it a reality?
It's crazy. Best thing I can do is just say things and put them into existence and, you know, put the work in to go do it. And, you know, this biggest thing for me was, you know, making sure that I did everything I possibly could to at least try to live the dream. And that was to play quarterback at Ohio State. And whether that was me getting a scholarship or even having an opportunity to start, it was just a blessing to be able to attend that university.
Dwayne Haskins joining us. Now, it's one thing to say you're going to go there, but you actually made a huge impact on the school as well. Now, if you go back a little bit, when you were being recruited, the thinking was maybe you go to Maryland, and then Randy Edsall was fired. The story goes, and correct me if I'm wrong, you actually texted Urban Meyer about visiting, and his response was, who is this? Is that how that went down?
Yeah. So, I told Urban I wanted to visit the school, and he was like, wait, who is this? And we have a thing, I say 7, and that's what he calls me. So I texted him back, and I said 7. He's like, well, yes, let's get this set up. Text Pantone, and got the visit set up where I can, you know, go visit campus for my official visit. So that's how that got started.
All right, so this thing was not easy now. You had to wait. You had to learn. In fact, what was it like when you first got on campus? Was it what you thought it would be? What was that process like?
It was a lot of fun. Definitely being able to be with my classmates and being able to experience college for the first time, going to class, living in the dorms, and it was a grateful experience, something I'll never forget, and I had a ball.
We're talking to Dwayne Haskins, getting ready for the NFL draft. So you get your shot this season, and then all you do in your first year as a starter is break one school record after another, one conference record after another. So what's it like when you see that you're breaking Big Ten passing records set by guys like Drew Brees?
It's crazy. Those records have been standing for 20 years now. So for me, the biggest thing was just take one game at a time and just keep playing best football that I can and prepare the best that I could for each team. And to see those records fall down the way they did was just a testament to how much work I put in the offseason getting ready for that first year starting. It was a lot of fun to be able to go do that.
Dwayne Haskins, my guest. Excuse me. I was going to say, you put the time in and you're prepared. However, you never really know exactly what it's going to be like when you're under that microscope and you have that kind of scrutiny. You did all of that in your first year as a starter, but you handled that like a pro. Given all the attention and all the scrutiny that was placed on you, it looked like it didn't bother you at all. How were you able to deal with all of that so well?
Football is, at the end of the day, it's just a game. So for me to be able to just realize that I'm playing this sport because I love it, and it's bigger than just a win or a loss, or for me to throw a touchdown or interception, that I had to have fun with it, most importantly. So, of course, having all the conversation to be the quarterback at Ohio State and all the reverie that came with that story, and just trying to have fun with it at the end of the day. So that's what I did. And it was a great, great experience for me, and it didn't bother me at all to be under the microscope the way it was, because I just wanted to set a great example for people that were there watching me.
Dwayne Haskins is my guest. He's getting ready for the NFL draft and working with Old Spice, which I'll get to in a minute. Now, at the Combine, you said, quote, Dwayne, I knew before the season I had the talent to play in the NFL. I know I'm a franchise quarterback, end quote. I respect the attitude a lot. So what is it that you've seen and experienced that lets you know that you are, in fact, a franchise quarterback?
Just being able to be around NFL guys, training with Mohamed Sanu, plays for the Falcons, and throwing with guys like Deshaun Watson and Josh Dobbs and guys like that. And I knew that I was capable of playing the NFL because the guys that I was working out with, I felt like I can compete with them and be the same, be just as good, if not better, as those guys I was working out with. So biggest thing for me was just doing what I could do on the field and showcasing my talent, the best of my abilities to make sure that I had the opportunity to go play the NFL. And, you know, crazy enough, broke a whole bunch of records and did what I said I was going to do the whole entire time. And it was just crazy, crazy thing for me to be able to just be in this position to even be a draft pick.
Yeah, see, there's what you do on the field, then there's what you do off the field. Watching you break down film is actually really impressive. When did you first start breaking down film, and then how valuable is that in making you who you are right now?
I've been breaking down film since I was about 10 years old, and that's something that I enjoy. That's something that I have pride in, from knowing coverages to knowing protections to knowing how to read defenses, and this is something that you have to be great at to be successful in the NFL, especially at quarterback. And if you don't know what you're looking at, you're going to look pretty foolish. And I make sure that I'm prepared for everything that I can see out there on the field. So I do a lot of studying of the guys I'm playing, I do a lot of film study of the type of caliber of athletes that I'll be facing. And this, you know, making sure that I prepare for anything that I could see out there on the field.
We're talking to Dwayne Haskins for a few more moments. You mentioned the NFL guys you're working out with right now, but Ohio State legend Sean Springs, who played in the league, has also played a pretty big role in your life. How did the two of you first meet, and then what was that like?
Yeah, I met Sean at a football camp. And this is what happens, that his son was there at a football camp, and it was just crazy to me that I got to meet Sean. I knew Sean, not personally, but just off of Madden and things like that. And, you know, the biggest thing for me was just to be able to pick his brain. It's like, oh, I do everybody else. And it was fun for me to be able to meet him. And he's done a great job being my mentor over the years and getting to know him and what it took for him to be a successful NFL football player. And asking him how guys like Tom Brady were, because he played with him. And it was cool just to be able to have him in my corner.
So you had a great tweet last week. The tweet read simply, "Don't overthink it. Trust me," end quote. What's the message that you wanted people to take from that, and who was that directed towards?
Just whoever has second doubts or second guesses my ability or what I can do on the field and things of that nature. And, you know, at the end of the day, you have to go with your gut. And my gut is that I know I'm going to be a great, successful NFL quarterback, and it takes a lot for me to be able to do that. But I've been winning at every level of that I played at, and I know that I have a lot of work to do. But, you know, a great thing about me is that I know that I want to work. I know that I want to be better. I know that I have a lot of stuff to get better at. And the biggest thing is I just need somebody to just give me opportunity, and that I'll give him the best shot that I have, and a lot of football games, and, you know, just to trust it.
Dwayne Haskins, my guest. And then you're not going to be in Nashville for the draft, but you are going to have a draft party. So what was the thinking behind that, and how eager are you, or how much are you looking forward to that party?
Looking forward to it. I'm going to be home with my family and get to spend time with them. And, you know, the biggest thing is just enjoying that time, because you only get drafted once. So looking forward to the opportunity, spending time with people that I love, people that have been with me throughout this process, and that's going to be a great night.
You cannot show up to your own draft party smelling rank. You know this, Dwayne. So you're working with Old Spice in their new Refresher Collection. It's a brand new Refresher Collection. What do you like about the body washes?
It's great. Definitely, like you said, greatest smell in the NFL is Old Spice, and you can get that at Walmart. And growing up, I use Old Spice all the time, and they have an all-new Fresher collection, like you said, with real benefits, real ingredients, like moisturize with shea butter and relax with lavender body washes. And be able to be a part of such a great brand and be able to represent them on the highest level of football is a great opportunity for me. I'm looking forward to using it going into the draft the rest of the season and staying fresh and clean.
There you go. Tell me once again, where can they pick it up if they want to?
They can pick it up at Walmart. There it is.
Get it at Walmart. There it is. Dwayne Haskins, former Ohio State quarterback and an All-American, getting ready for the upcoming NFL draft. Dwayne, appreciate you very much. Great to have you on the show. Good luck with it.
Thank you, Mr. Rome. Thank you.
Good talking to you. Well done. Got me a little Mr. Rome at the end. Dwayne Haskins. I like his attitude a lot. And I especially like that tweet. Don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. Trust me. You know, for him to have the 1 year that he had and put up those kind of numbers. And when I mentioned the film study, have you seen him break down film? It's really, really impressive. 1-800-636-8686. And then, of course, at the top of the draft, all sorts of smoke signals and what is Arizona going to do? Are they going to take Kyler Murray? Are they not going to take Kyler Murray? Are they going to trade out of that spot? Are they going to keep that pick? Nobody really knows at this point. In fact, I stopped listening to that speculation a long time ago because, you know, if somebody's talking, if their lips are moving this time of year, they're probably lying. Everybody is playing poker this time of year. I mean, some of the speculation about Murray's going to go first or he's going to drop out of the first round. Oh, okay. Murray's going to go first or he's going to go undrafted. 1-800-636-8686. I'm curious what you think when you hear that interview from Dwayne Haskins. Like this guy's in. At LeviPants07 tweets, as a Michigan grad, I absolutely despise Ohio State. However, I can give nothing but respect to Dwayne Haskins after he completely obliterated us last year. Some NFL team is going to get a great quarterback. You know, from Michigan, man, that's actually a really good tweet, a respectful tweet. But then again, he did obliterate you and your defense. So how can you show up with anything other than respect? Unless you're an absolute bag. You're lucky he didn't hang 80 on you and your coach. He had an amazing year. And again, he did that in 1 year. And when I said to him, the most impressive thing to me about Dwayne Haskins is not the numbers that he put up. And again, he put up numbers where he's breaking conference records that have been held by Drew Brees. That's how long they've been up there. It's not the numbers that he put up per se. It's the way he handled the whole thing. I mean, this guy's totally unflappable. In his first year, with all that scrutiny, all the pressure, he just steps right in and doesn't blink. And I said, how are you able to do that? He said, it's just football. It's just football. I'm going to have fun with it. I'm going to prepare. And he's been breaking tape since he was 10. I'm going to prepare, but I understand what it is. This is a guy who, he's got amazing perspective. In his first year, he understood it. He dealt with the pressure and said, it's fun. I'm going to have fun with it. Dear Jim, to be fair to Bodie and Point Break, that was the 50-year storm. Any other year, and Swayze would have had it.
Not tragic to die doing what you love.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, I knew somebody would come rushing in to have Bodie's back. I knew somebody would come rushing in to absolve this guy of any kind of ownership or responsibility. Let me tell you about Bodie. Bodie knew exactly what he was getting into. Bodie knew exactly what he was signing up for. Bodie wanted that noise. Don't absolve him. He knew. He jerked with the Pacific. He got what he had coming to him. Clay respected the Pacific Ocean.
Clay
knows better. Bodie didn't. Bodie was arrogant, man. Don't tempt fate. At Craig the Randall tweets, did Dwayne Haskins just say he had a ball? I can relate. Regards, Randy Johnson.
I had a ball.
All right, so if your team needing or looking for a quarterback, who are you going to take? Dwayne Haskins or Kyler Murray? Who comes off the board first? Two totally different players. And again, depending on the team, depends what you want. Depends what you want, depends what you like. Nick Gunton tweets, great interview with QB1 of the 2019 draft. Rarely hear a kid so young who is so polished and impressive in interviews. He is a great quarterback, but maybe even a better kid. Like Dilfer said, he's Brady-like. Let me go back to that for a second. So Trent Dilfer came on our podcast last week, and Trent Dilfer by virtue of going in the top 10 himself, playing in the NFL, winning a Super Bowl ring, working with Elite 11. He's worked with a lot of these guys. He's worked pretty closely with Dwayne Haskins. Dilfer said recently about Dwayne Haskins that he's Tom Brady-esque. And I said, Trent, I know you're not throwing that praise around without good reason. When you look at Dwayne Haskins, what makes you think of Tom Brady?
Precise, exact, academic, fiercely competitive, chip on his shoulder, command, presence. Those would be terms I throw on Brady. And at 16 years old, you could see those traits with Dwayne, and he's only growing into more of those. Dwayne is more smooth than he is dynamic. He's more exact than he is twitchy. He surrounds himself with people to get him better. I mean, he trains with Deshaun Watson, another, you know, high-level college and pro quarterbacks down in Atlanta. If he plays in a ball-out system where the ball's out quick, I think this guy's the limit for him.
That is awesome analysis. That's why I love listening to Trent Dilfer. He says he's more precise than he is dynamic. That sounds like Tom Brady. More precise than dynamic. Not that twitchy. He said you could see these things in Dwayne at 16. Maybe that's because Dwayne's been breaking tape since he was 10. Imagine Dwayne Haskins going to the dark room at age 10. Hey, don't bother me, Mom. I'm trying to break down some film here. It's great. I thought he came off extremely well in the interview. So, I mean, if you know him a little bit, this is not surprising. If you followed him and you watched him play and you've listened to him, it's not surprising. If you didn't know him, maybe you are surprised. Thought he came off really, really well. All right, we will take a short time out. Lots more to get to today, including some hockey at the top of the hour. It's that time of year. So, of course, I'm going to get Pierre McGuire. In fact, I can't get enough hockey. My podcast this week is with Eddie Olczyk. So, Pierre McGuire today, Eddie Olczyk on the pod this week. And I want to talk some more about the Portland Trail Blazers. They're not through their round against OKC, but they look great. Damian Lillard getting the best of Russell Westbrook. My thoughts on that, too. But first, here is a sports update for you. Bottom of hour number one.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This time of year, everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's got an opinion heading into the NFL draft. Some are legit, some aren't. Some are smokescreens, some aren't. But everybody's got an opinion. And players coming out understand that there's always going to be somebody looking to take you down, poke holes in your game, find something about you that you could do better. They know this. Guys like this know this. Dwayne Haskins knows this. So there's lots of opinions right now. And then there are some truly idiotic opinions like this. Hey, Rome, something tells me Haskins brought his plate to the dark room. That fat face would have him off my board. Some anonymous egg on Twitter. See, the thing is, you don't have a board, so we don't care about your board. And I understand that at the Combine, there's lots of measurables. They're measuring almost everything they can at the Combine. But I'm here to tell you, nobody has ever had their face measured. They don't measure faces. Size of hands, don't even do that. In fact, that's pretty important. But nobody's ever going to run a tape measure around dude's face. The guy led the nation with more than 4,800 passing yards. He had 50 touchdowns. And you're going to try and step to me with, yeah, I don't know, Rome. This guy's face looks out of shape. I think he'd be off my board. I just hope we get to the draft sooner than later so I can stop seeing that crap. That'd be great. Stop sending it. This guy has so much to offer. And again, it depends on the team and it depends what you're looking for. A very different kind of quarterback than Kyler Murray. At Monica's Cheese tweets, Bodie didn't stand a chance. Signed, a tweet from this handle making it on the air. There you go. Monica's Cheese. Monica's Cheese. Oh, Monica. Rat family. I get it. Boy, if I were a little quicker on the uptake, I would have known that before I read that, and it wouldn't have made it to air. You go do your high five with JTP. Go run around Twitter high-fiving yourself. At the Real K Shaw tweets, unlike previous Buckeye QBs who ain't come to school to play class, Mr. Haskins was a breath of fresh air. Maybe so, but you can't take that quote from Cardale Jones. That was an absolutely amazing quote. I mean, you want to talk about a guy being honest. You want to talk about a guy being real. You want to talk about an amazing quote. I ain't come to school to play class. I ain't come to school to play class is incredible. The actual tweet, quote, why should we have to go to class if we came here to play football? We ain't come to play school. Classes are pointless. He's great. After the fact, he went hashtag. He actually went with it himself. Hashtag TBT. Still can't believe I tweeted something as stupid as this. But hey, we live and we learn. That's an amazing tweet too. Did he actually double back after the fact years later and say, man, I still can't believe I tweeted something as stupid as this. But hey, we live and we learn. The problem is he was speaking for a lot of people, but the only one willing to say it. Why should we have to go to class if we came here to play football? And it's in all caps. We ain't come to play school. Classes are pointless. That's in all caps. That is an absolutely amazing quote and tweet. What I can't believe is at the time, it only had 12 favorites. I would have favorited that thing 1,200 times myself. I don't agree with it. I just love it. I would have retweeted that. I would have pinned it. I would have favorited that. I would have periscoped a live read. I would have gone to Snapbook with that. Jamie in Green Bay tweets, watching on CBS Sports today. Did Hawk finally call pest control to remove that squirrel on his upper lip? Dude, you did take that thing down. Sort of. All right, let's go ahead and bring Hawk to the show. All right, bro. So you kind of tightened up your game. You kind of tightened up your face. Before, you looked like a porn star, and now you look like a psycho killer. What's up?
My wife had had enough of it. She said, it's run its course. Get rid of it. And I did. She had her family coming over to our house yesterday, so I decided to tighten everything up, got a haircut, took down the stash. And there's not much of a story to it. But I've been told by many people that no one looks weirder than me after shaving, and I've got that all day from the crew today.
You know what? I didn't even look at you. I didn't even know until they pointed this out, and now I'm sorry that I do know. They're right. You look weird, dude.
Can't unsee it.
Thank you.
You look weird. Is the wife happy at least? Happy wife, happy life? Is she happy?
She's very happy, yes.
Well, did she tell you to take it down, or did she tell you to take it off?
She just said, I don't really want to get anywhere near you with that stash anymore. I'm kind of sick of it. Our kids don't really like the way facial hair feels either, so get rid of your stash, please.
And your response was what?
I just did what she said, finally, for the first time in my life. I just listened.
Was there any pushback at all?
None. I had grown kind of sick of it as well.
Dude, we all had for a long, long time.
Yeah, I think I'm going to, I don't know, just kind of keep it off for a little bit and look like a normal person for a little bit.
I got one question for you, Adam. What the hell's wrong with you, dude? You're just not right. Like, when you got here, you started off kind of right, but you're not right. You're spiraling. Dude, what's your deal? What's next? What's next? Every day it's something with you, Hawk. And understand that you have not been singled out. There have been people in this job before you who never, ever took this abuse. This is a you thing. This is not a me thing. I have lots of content, Hawk. I don't need you for content.
No, I agree.
What is your deal? I'm asking you. What is your problem?
I mean, honestly, I was just sitting here without a mustache, and then all of a sudden, Keith brought in an email that commented on the lack of a mustache, and here we are. So I wasn't trying to draw attention to myself. I was actually trying to blend in.
Yeah, because LA. That's good, Hawk. That's good, bro. That was really good. That was really awesome. I was not trying to draw attention to myself. Bro, you roll out of the rack every single morning. Take your headphones off. I don't need you. You roll out of the rack every single morning thinking of ways to call attention to yourself. He just said, I'm just trying to blend in. I'm just trying to blend in. I would rather nobody ever look at me, nobody ever think about me, nobody ever talk about me. Sign the guy who got a tat of a cat on himself. I'm just trying to blend in. Sign the guy who grew a ridiculous porn stash. Sign the guy who decided, I think I'll run a marathon and not train for it. I'm just trying to blend in. Boy, you are something else, Hawk. Don't ever change. Why should we have to go to class if we came here to play football? We ain't come to play school. Classes are pointless. All right, so we're talking about Ohio State quarterbacks. Great Ohio State quarterbacks. Dwayne Haskins, where would you take him? How do you think he projects? I love his attitude. 1-800-636-8686. Banging that telephone number in the hopes that somebody who can make the show better will actually call that phone number. NHL playoffs. Pierre McGuire, top of hour number two. Tom Haverstraw in hour number three. Hawks stash. A topic on the program once again. It's no longer the porn stash. Now it's just the psycho killer stash. You went from looking like a porn star to a murderer.
Hypothetical.
Dear Jimmy, they measured my face with an aerator before the draft. Signed, Johnny Manziel. No, they don't measure faces. They don't measure faces for body fat. They don't measure faces for anything. They don't measure faces. I know this. They measure almost everything else at the combine, but they do not measure the size of your face. It's neither here nor there. That was a really bad take. Speaking of the draft, it jumped the weekend. We mentioned it on the way out on Friday, but the Raiders dismissed all of their scouts, sent them all home. They've got four picks in the first 35. They've got three first rounders. It's arguably the most important draft the Raiders are ever going to have or ever have had. And they sent their scouts home. They cleared the room because they don't trust anybody. At the Mianopan tweets, Hawk's wife told him what to do, and he did it. That'll work out well. Signed, John Lennon. I bump that when I work out. Nothing gets me fired up for a workout like that. Sometimes I'll be dragging. You know, I'll get to the end of the week, like, damn, the last thing I want to do is do any cardio, even on my beloved Peloton. So Peloton has classes, so I listen to the class and the teacher. Sometimes, though, if I want to mix in a different kind of workout and I'm dragging, I'm like, man, I need something. What am I going to do? And then you do what you always do. You put on your headphones and you find a song that gets you hyped up. That's my song. This tweet's from Cam from Colorado. If I hear Adam Hawk mispronounce the word mustache again, he's going home on a stretcher like he did after the marathon. It's just Hawk being Hawk. That's not a reason to go. There are lots of reasons to go, but Hawk talking about his mustache is not a reason to go. It's not a reason to give him the hands. It's nothing. It's just Hawk being Hawk. Don't get hooked by Hawk. That's his whole thing. He's trying to get you to look at him. He's trying to get you to respond to him, and you just did. You threatened to send the guy out on a stretcher because he pronounces mustache, mustache. He's winning. At Johnny Scabs. Hawk got rid of the stash. What's next? Getting a GED? At Bohica, buddy, Hawk's stash is on Ross's head. All right, now we're just bouncing back and forth between row one and row two about the one thing that's not permitted on this show, personal appearance smack. By the way, your boy Ross, who's done a great job, notice I'm using past tense. Ross has done a great job. Ross has not been here nearly long enough for me to be talking about how he has done a great job. Ross has done a great job and has already found a better job. And that's hour number one. But Ross is still here. In hour number two, we're going to talk hockey. Pierre McGuire, in fact, joins me at the top of the hour. That's coming up next. And I still want to talk about the Portland Trailblazers and how good they look right now. But first, we talk NHL postseason with Pierre McGuire. Stay tuned. Second hour straight ahead.